Now, we're going to talk about a big announcement first, then get into a bunch of medical news that Dr. Group wants to get into. But for more than 2 years, but 2 years with us, Dr. Group has been trying to come out with the most powerful form for InfoWarsLife.com of bioavailable fusion of B12. And this is the type, one part of it, half of it, that people inject, but you don't inject it. No needles needed. Other groups just put out, pun intended, synthetic or the other forms. We're going to break down those other forms. This is true B12, the two different types of true. One of it's a type you inject, the other is another type. They fuse together for what we believe, is it varies person to person, is the highest absorption rate out there, sublingually or lingually, under the tongue or on the tongue. You're not gonna, I mean, others maybe 9%, 10% absorption with synthetics, and you can't even use it. With this, we believe, and he's going to do it as high as 70%. But the point is that this is as close to injectable as you're going to get. I mean, is that accurate in layman's terms? Edward Group, who joins us, one of the top supplement formulators, nutraceutical formulators in the country, who we're so honored to have developing our line at InfoWarsLife.com with other doctors and pharmacists, people that we also consult with, and chemists. Why is Secret 12 so special? I've been on it 4 months since we finally got the final formula prepared. And again, it is just all part of my regimen where I mix the Super Male Vitality, the Secret 12, and other things together and take it. It is simply amazing. When I don't take it 3 times a day, I really feel it.
First of all, I'm a vegan, so there's a lot of information out there saying vegetarians, vegans are deficient in B12. So it kind of put me on a research task or study about 2 years ago, really getting into what's going on with B12. Is that something that only vegetarians are deficient in, or is that something that everybody's deficient in? And one thing led to another. You know, I'm not the type of guy who likes to have or prescribe people 30 or 40 different supplements out there. But as my research continued on B12, I started uncovering things and uncovering more things and uncovering more things. And it led to kind of like the iodine conspiracy, where I believe that everybody is deficient in B12. Most people think you get B12 from meat, but you don't get B12 from meat. B12 actually comes from probiotics in the soil. And in order for B12 to be produced, you need cobalt in the soil. Well, because of all the pesticides and everything else that's been sprayed on the soil, 60% of the world's soil is now deficient in cobalt. So looking at that and then looking at all the different things that can affect B12 absorption in the body is what I did. I said, okay, so if there's something really going on with B12, what could it be? How does GMOs affect B12 absorption in the body? Sure enough, GMOs, the BT toxin, burn through the parietal cells in the stomach.
Just saw a study last week that glyphosates block it.
Glyphosates block it. That's one of the other things. So then I started going down the list. Fluoride. All of the things that
they know what they're doing. They're targeting us.
They know what they're doing.
It's a chemical war.
I mean, it is amazing that how all these things affect. Really, what happens is B12 comes into the mouth and it mixes in with your saliva. You have enzymes in your mouth that actually bond and hold on to it, so it's protected through the gastric hydrochloric acid levels in your stomach. And your parietal cells in your stomach secrete what's called intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor.
I'm going to skip this one break. Go.
Intrinsic factor then, when it goes into the duodenum or the small intestine, bonds to the B12. So if you look at it, what I did was put all the pieces together and found out that any damage to the parietal cells in the stomach is going to reduce or stop the amount of intrinsic factor being released, which ultimately means no B12 absorption. What affects the parietal cells? Exactly what we're talking about. High fructose corn syrup, heavy metals, GMOs, gluten. All the people that eat wheat out there, that affects your parietal cells in your stomach. So as I was continually doing this research, I was saying to myself, oh my gosh, I mean, this is a serious condition. Symptoms of B12 deficiency are fatigue, neurological problems, shrinkage of the brain. B12 is required for your proper blood cell development, which means lack of oxygen carrying capacity in the body, which means lack of oxygen in the body, lack of oxygen in the muscles, muscle twitching, vibratory senses.
I don't know if the camera can pick up how beautiful this is, But I have seen the medical grade non-synthetic high quality B12 because I have some friends that have prescriptions for it. Quite frankly, I was thinking about going to the doctor and getting a prescription because people tell me it's had such a big effect on them taking it, especially in the winter. But this is the same color, it looks the same, and then water does the same thing as the injectable because it is molecule for molecule the same thing. I mean, look at that. Just a few drops, and it's that beautiful purple-pink, just like the iodine. What is it about stuff that's so good for you has a purple-pink color?
I don't know. The standard type of B12 that's available is cyanocobalamin, and it's actually cobalamin. That's where you get cobalt in the soil. Cobalamin bonded to a cyanide molecule. Cyanide is poison. So cyanocobalamin is what's in the majority of the dietary supplements out there, and it's in the majority of the injections that they give you in the hospital. They give you injections because they know most people that are B12 deficient are not going to get it through the mouth. They can't process the intrinsic factor properly. They can't absorb it properly. B12 is absorbed into your body in the terminal ileum, right there where your small intestine meets the large intestine, right there where your appendix is. An interesting story that came out years ago by the Hippocrates Institute, Dr. Brian Clement, who went to Harvard Medical Library and went to New York Medical Library and pulled up pictures of intestinal linings that were drawn dating back to the 17th century, showed a little pocket, almost looked like a boot, right there where the appendix was. And years and years and years ago, they stated that that's where the vitamin B was stored. It was like a little organic organ. And now they're saying that that pocket has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and has turned into the appendix. It's an interesting theory. There's no proof behind that. But in order for you to get the proper absorbable kind of B12, you're going to need methylcobalamin, which is actually a coenzyme of B12.
Let's explain why this has two different types in it.
Yes. There's two different coenzymes that are usable in the body, which is methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin, also known as dibenkoside. Those are the two coenzyme factors. Methylcobalamin actually breaks down into adenosylcobalamin.
Okay, well, I mean, here's the deal. I've been on road trips and gone ahead and done like a energy drink or those little energy shots. It gives you a high. You feel horrible 4 hours later. There's a hangover. I take this when it first came in, actually about 6 months ago, one of the earlier formulations, and 4 months ago, the final one. And you sent us about 100 bottles, and everybody just started fighting over them because people immediately felt this. Now, this is more important than my coffee in the morning. Why is this so good compared to other vitamin B12 I've taken?
I think 99% of the population is deficient in B12. I think everybody needs B12. Even children need B12. You don't need a lot. It's only micrograms. But the reason why that's so effective is because it's the coenzyme usable forms in the body. It's in a vegetable glycerin base, so you can hold it in your mouth. It goes sublingually directly into your...
It's not synthetic.
It's not synthetic. It's vegan safe, actually, too, because it's cultured from bacterial cells. And it goes straight into your body, and it's in the two usable forms. I mean, methylcobalamin is expensive in itself, but to put the adenosylcobalamin in there, that's $14,000 a kilogram. So what we're trying to do is get everybody the usable amount of B12 that
they need. The point is, this is a Rolls-Royce nutraceutical level. There's only a few other brands that are similar. They're like $100. I mean, explain to people why this is different. So you can go to the store and buy synthetic B12, you know, for $10 for a big bottle of it. And from what I've read, it just does nothing, basically, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. B12 is stored in your liver. And so what we wanted to do is put together, it's a processing technique, too, that we have that nobody else has. It's a cold processing technique because most of the B12 that's manufactured out there goes through a heating process. I don't understand why, because B12 is denatured. That's why every time you cook your food, meat or whatever, 89% of the B12 is deactivated in your system. Microwaving food completely, almost 100% wipes out the B12. That's why I say everybody is deficient in B12. This is a particular cold processing technique that we use where we mix the two forms of B12 together. It almost, the vegetable glycerin almost creates a capsule around it, so it bonds with the
That is the most beautiful color. What do you call that color? I don't know if the camera can pick that up.
It's kind of like a fuchsia or something. like a pinkish red fuchsia color.
Are they both that color when you mix them, or are they different colors?
They are. They are that color. And the adenosylcobalamin is almost the crystalline structure like the iodine is. We'll have to get some video footage of that for you, too, so we can show all the viewers. But it's an amazingly pure substance. The crystals and the methylcobalamin, all the care is taken to make sure that it's not heated. We put it into the bottles.
By the way, the reason I work with you, Dr. Grip, is you are so obsessed with the absolute highest quality, double, triple tested, just neurotic level, which I love, because the other companies, and I'm not just saying this, I've gotten deep into this, a lot of them out there just don't care and just throw crud out. That's what, I mean, I work with Youngevity because they have such high quality, but you just go to such a level that's why half the time we don't even have product. Is because you're trying to source it and just go, sorry, I can't get a totally organic, 100% California certified, super grade, you know, super totally undetectable. So we just either take the ingredient out or you're not, you know, we're not going to do it. And I mean, or I've got to get the, you know, DEA approval for this deep crystal source. Wait, you know, it took you years to get that. I mean, you are just a trailblazer.
That's right. I when I do a product, I want to make sure it's the best in the world. And I take a lot of time to do it. It took 2 years to do the research on the B12 and to find the proper ratio and the way to put it together properly. That's, you know, I sent you samples. You were taking it on the air. That was the secret red liquid that everybody was saying, what are you taking? Finally, today, it's launched after all that research and all that time period it took to put that together. One of the things that people need to understand is that if you're diabetic, if you have heart disease, if you have medications, I was looking at the what blocks the absorption of B12, and most medications block the absorption of B12. If you're on birth control pills, you're going to have a B12 deficiency. It's amazing of all of the chemicals out there in food products that block B12. That's why they spray B12 on cereals. And the reason why they say eat meat products and dairy, that's a big myth about the vegetarians are deficient in B12, because why do you think the animals have high levels of B12? Because they eat grass and they get it from the soil. That's why they have high
levels of B12. It's the cobalt.
It's the cobalt in the soil.
So what this is a bioavailable form, a cobalt molecule derivative.
Yes, this is, as a matter of fact, whenever they first found B12, it was a probiotic, but they hadn't even classified probiotics back then, so they didn't know what to do with this chemical compound. So they said, let's stick it. It was kind of close to B vitamins, so they said, let's stick it in the B vitamin.
That's right. I always hear about how deer have really high B12, and they're not eating meat. They're eating grass.
They eat grass. That's why the animals and chickens, they're grass-fed. I mean, if you're going to eat meat, and I'm not out there telling everybody to be a vegan or a vegetarian. I mean, that's, you know, your own...
Yeah, body. Knock it off.
You need to take care of your own...
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
But it might help for a little while. Anyway, it just make sure that you're eating organic, range-fed, wild game, stuff like that, where they're out there eating the soil and the grass. And, you know, they get dirt into their body, too. And that's how they get high B12 levels. And that's how you get it. But the thing is, what I found in the last 2 years of research is you might think you're getting B12 from the animal products, but you're really not. And the reason why is it's not that it's not there. The reason is you're also eating gluten, and you're also eating, by the way, alcohol, too, causes damage to the parietal cells. And so does coffee, excessive coffee use. So how many people out there do you know that drink coffee, energy drinks, caffeine?
And then meanwhile, it's depleting you. Meanwhile, the soils are depleted of all this other stuff. That's why they have this RDA that's so low. Well, obviously, you need way more of it because it's being depleted. But I want to congratulate you. As best you can tell, this proprietary formulation, and I see all your Tufts University studies found 39% of all people are deficient in B12. You think it's 90%. I mean, I want to congratulate you on the fact that you've really created something original here.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, it's just one other thing that we could give to people to help them become healthier and healthier and healthier.
Get out of the plugging of Secret 12 here in a moment, but I wanted Dr. Grip to specifically talk about this proprietary product you developed for InfoWarsLife.com. We are trying to produce more right now. We've actually had some in for a few weeks, but I was trying to build some up so that we wouldn't just immediately sell out of it, because it is frustrating. You know, his laboratory is pretty big, but it's producing a lot of stuff, and you know, it's he will sell no wine until it's time, as Orson Welles once said. But if you want to get the Secret 12, I'd love to hear your take on it. It's $29, which for this super expensive proprietary ingredients that go into it. To give you an example, we could buy it from big manufacturers that are well-known, supposedly organic, and it would be a bottle of like 50 for $2, and then we would sell it for $20. That's what the industry does. Instead, you know, we put $10 into a bottle, basically, and then sell it and make 20 to fund the operation. Because there's still markup there, big time. But the average markup in the industry, seven times, we do it once or twice, or 150%. And again, you're not going to find anything like Secret 12 out there, period. I mean, there may be some nutraceuticals I don't know about. Why is this so different? Explain that to people. Then I want to shift gears into other health news.
Well, it's so special because everybody needs it. I mean, if anyone has fatigue, if anyone has mood swings, if anyone has neurological conditions, the problem with B12 is it's never looked at by doctors. It's a vitamin deficiency, so of course doctors are never going to.
Well, just like if you have scurvy, they don't diagnose scurvy now, even though scurvy's all over the place with people that eat fast food diets.
Right, right. I mean,
teeth falling out, sores all over you, zits all over you. You got the scurvy. They won't tell you an orange would cure it.
Anxiety and depression. You know how big anxiety and depression is. Anxiety and depression are specifically linked to B12 deficiency. You can link it to autism, ADD, ADHD. You can look at cold hands and feet, tingling nerve sensations, you know, brain misdevelopment. It can be linked to all kinds of things. Just take the oxygen carrying capacity out of the blood, and that's going to cause all kinds of problems in itself. But what makes this so special is the fact that from start to finish, the product is not irradiated, which most manufacturing facilities out there irradiate their products. It's pretty much handmade. It's all done in borosilicate glass mixing vessels. All the other manufacturing facilities out there, they all use stainless steel, aluminum-based mixing vessels. The difference between using glass-lined vessels or all glass-lined vessels is tremendous. I mean, we've had to actually get some of our vessels custom-made just so we can do this, to where these compounds are never in contact with any metal. A lot of times, metal will deactivate the energy signatures, or, you know, the metal can heat up in certain cases. It's just not good to touch nutritional supplements against metal. As much as you can to prevent it, that's the best way to do it. So we looked all over the globe and tried to find the highest quality, purest source of methylcobalamin. You can buy 90% methylcobalamin, 96%, 99%, 99.6, 99.7, 99.8, 99.9%. We always get the 99%. There might be a difference for the 99.6% might be 6,000 a kilogram. 99.9% might be double that. 12, it's hard to get those extra tiny percentages. It's like 0.999 silver and 0.9999 silver. So we get the top quality ingredients, come in, inspect them, and then it goes basically a handmade process through our specific cold processing technique, to where the methylcobalamin gets mixed in with the glycerin, then the adenosylcobalamin gets mixed in with the glycerin. It's all done in like...
Then it gets sent to third-party lab testing.
It does get sent to third-party lab testing, and then it goes into bottling, and then it comes straight to here for the consumer's use. So I'm just amazed at what I've uncovered with the fact, you know, looking at all the way back into the soil content and seeing how deficient we are as a nation in B12. And it's just like iodine, the same thing. Those are the things that I search for. What are the things that we really need in the body, that all the cells need in the body? And what are the things that we're deficient in? And then try to trace it back to, why are we deficient?
Well, everybody can see the difference now that I'm on this line of supplements you developed for us. I mean, I still don't look super healthy and skinny and like you do, Mr. Commando. But I mean, you see me every few weeks, you go, man, you're looking better. And I just have more energy, and I'm still not totally taking care of myself. Barely get sleep sometimes. But it's just a world changer. The Super Mel Vitality, the colloidal silver, you know, all the line of products, the Oxy powder, what it's done. Did you hear about Rob Dew was already in pretty good shape? In 6-7 days, he lost 12 pounds of crap in his intestines taking the Oxy tablets. He took about a third of the bottle and lost 12 pounds.
We have people that call in and say, yeah, I lost 20 pounds in 3 days. But That just goes to show you how much compaction people have in their small intestine and their large intestine.
No wonder you get cancer. There's just rotting diverticulitis.
Right. And, you know, every single thing starts in the gut. The immune system's in the gut. Everything's in the gut. And what are we putting in our body? Everything that destroys the gut. So if you can keep your intestine, somebody asked me yesterday, what's the one thing somebody can do if they wanted one product or something like that? I said, the best thing you can do is support your gut. I mean, a lot of times, if you have a good probiotic balance in your gut, those probiotics produce B vitamins. They produce nutrients that you need. So it's all about taking care of yourself, eating healthy, drinking lots of water, avoiding all the chemicals that are coming into your system, and taking responsibility for your own health so you can reactivate your body's own self-healing mechanism. And that's what we're all about, and that's what we try to do on a daily basis. And what you're doing with everybody is trying to really get the word out and provide them with the highest quality supplements in the world so they can change their health. I just read a testimonial that came in, someone sent in a few minutes ago back in the other room here, where somebody's cat that they were in love with was sent home by the veterinarian to die. It was a Siamese cat, apparently worth tons of money. And the guy had some X2, some iodine. And he said, well, let me just try this. And he put 3 drops in the cat's mouth. And within 2 days, the cat was up walking around. He wrote, thank you, Alex. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You saved my cat. And the cat's, he's been putting iodine in the cat's water. And the cat's fine. And
he was, I want to be clear about something. I've known there's a war on our food and war on supplements. But I got kind of subconsciously, not depressed, but resigned, where I'll just do whatever I want. I'll eat whatever I want. I'll drink whatever I want. They're going to get me anyways. And I went from working out when I was like 25, almost every day and being in great shape, to being Jabba the Hutt. And the first few years, it's like, great. I'd eat and drink whatever I want. I still look great. And all of a sudden, I turned into Jabba the Hutt. So it's been a long process of getting out of that. But it's supercharged with you the last 2.5, 3 years. You were advising me even before, you know, we started launching this together. But we have to fund ourselves with T-shirts and books and videos that are always about spreading the word. Anything I do has to have a win-win for freedom. High quality, good-looking shirt, you know, made in America, well-priced, funding the operation, giving Americans jobs, trying to get vets jobs. Because I'm not some goody two-shoes. I understand the universal law that what I do to people comes back on me. And people call that God-fearing, if you're a Christian, whatever. When I even think bad thoughts that aren't even my thoughts, it's my brain looking at things from the enemy perspective, I still feel guilty. It's what I call that knowledge of evil, that I know how evil works. That is shameful. I mean, you see what I'm talking about? And so when I get up here and I say, this is the best product, this is the most expensive we could get at the lowest price to you, I'm shocked to know that 70% or so is a conservative number of the nutraceutical companies out there. I'm not knocking competition because it's such a growing market. I don't need to. I'm shocked they will go all marketing, all packaging, all glitz, all everything. And then it's, now that I know all about this, it's crud in the bottle. And it makes me so angry because as an industry, we should be going for the best so people get incredible results, help people get good karma, mojo, reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it. But it will grow the market faster because it'll be so dynamite, the results. Doing the right thing is the right thing to do. I just don't understand why people don't get that. And it's why it's so good to work with you. But when I get up here and I say, this Super B12, Secret 12, has, you know, that's my name for it, it's all secret, you know, what the, how you make it and the proprietary stuff. Plus, I had to keep it secret for months. But we thought we'd have it 4 months ago. I'm having to keep it secret. Well, I've been in here taking it every day when I take the other stuff in front of people and, you know, trying to hide what it said on the, you know, on the hand-printed bottle. So it's just, it feels so good to have fair price stuff that funds liberty and freedom to promote Second Amendment property rights, sovereignty, you know, basic dignity, and to be able to fund the operation and help people. And then, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we don't screen the calls. Callers have heard it. It almost gets annoying how many callers off topic are, you know, thank you for the products, but I understand we appreciate them, but we're on other subjects. It just blows me away that we haven't had any complaints other than in the bottling once, we think it was 20 bottles. Only about 10 of them came back where the machine didn't fully fill the bottle and we didn't catch it on inspection. I mean, we've had stuff like that. Or my bottle got broken inside the bubble wrap. Oh, here, boom, you know, here's an extra bottle or here's a, you know, free book or something. Because we're all about customer service. Used to, I didn't know how to run customer service. You know, 10 years ago, it was terrible. We have a first-rate group now. And because people really take that personal when you're not, when you don't got your, you know what together. So I know I'm ranting here, and I'm going to get into some other medical news and get off B12. It's just that simple deficiencies, vitamin C, you got to have true vitamin C. You got to have true B12. You got to have true nascent iodine. And then it blew us away when we couldn't even get enough of your iodine. We went out to other parties and said, if they want it, we'll get anything, alcohol-based. And we went and looked at it. It wasn't really even nascent iodine. So they're just sticking iodine in with alcohol, regular iodine. And again, that'll help you not be totally sick, but we want to just for the same price give you something that is just like heads above it. I mean, I had dramatic effects when I started taking iodine 4 years ago. That's what helped me start getting all this. And when I went into your iodine, it was just night and day to that. That's all I'm saying. If you can't afford X2, folks, go get the sea salts that they have the iodine in them. There'll still be some other contaminants and things in it, but it's better than being deficient. You'll die without it. You know, I mean, it's real simple. This is not rocket science. I can't believe it's us telling people you've got to have B12. You've got to have nascent iodine. You've got to have it. What happens if you don't have vitamin B12?
You die, just like iodine. And many people have died, and many people have been misdiagnosed. One of the most common misdiagnoses of vitamin B12 deficiency is MS. You can have Alzheimer's, dementia. You will literally die, waste away and die if you don't have B12 in your system.
Ted Anderson's dad, he allows me to tell the story, and it's such a horrible story. He says, I don't care, tell it. I think I ought to get Ted Anderson in here. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com longevity that's got this essential 90. You know, they say you only need like 60, but really it's 90 trace elements, minerals. It's an excellent product. And they have the 2.0 that's purely organic. Very hard to get that many ingredients in it, all organic, as you know. But his dad has Alzheimer's. I've met his dad before, nice guy. They like to go fishing, hunting up in Minnesota. He went on that for a few months and suddenly knew who he was. Short-term memory was back. They were fishing. His dad was back. The sores all over his arms, scurvy, healed. They went and tested his blood at the doctor, and they have him on, I guess, Coumadin. Never had a stroke or heart attack, but blood thinner. I think that's the thing he said. And the doctor said, whoa, you got vitamin K here. Are you eating a lot of spinach? What are you doing? No, I take this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Oh, my gosh, you got to go off this. And Ted's mom said, and his dad went within a month of going off of it, didn't know who he was again, sores came back. And he said, fine, I'll honor my parents. You just go ahead and don't do it. But the doctor said, you don't take that and you don't eat these leafy vegetables because it'll block the Coumadin. So, okay, you're not going to have a heart attack. You don't know who you are. I mean, it's just, it's crazy that you can't have the vitamins. You can't have the minerals. And it's just simple. It's not rocket science.
It's not. I mean, you know, our water inside of our system is just like seawater. It's full of minerals and nutrients. And if we're not getting them in the soil, the problem is they're killing off the soil. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air, all the things that we need to survive. But the good news is there's a solution, and it's not that hard. All you need to take is a good organic multivitamin and mineral formula. Take the nutrients that you're not going to get in your normal diet.
So Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Secret 12.
Iodine, and any type of herbal formula to assist anything else that you need help with.
What about folks that are really poor? And even though our stuff is fairly priced and very effectively priced, reasonably priced, to be competitive and high quality, what can a poor person do to get their essentials? Obviously, eat the orange peel.
The thing, people ask me that question all the time, and I always ask them, you know, how many pairs of shoes do you buy? How many new shirts do you buy? What do you spend your money on? The thing is, you can afford, if you change your life, how much does being sick cost you? Being sick costs people a lot of money. It costs their family time, suffering, depression, anxiety. They go back and forth to the doctor, which costs some gas. You know, if you look at the pricing and the cost of sick care, it's a lot more than the pricing and cost of health care.
So what's the real, I mean, there's a lot of game now sold in stores. So I guess you could get real game. I'll have vitamin B12 in it. I guess you can get, you know, from an orange peel or whatever, mega dosages or rose hips are like super cheap. I guess you could get...
You can go to your local farmer's market. Every single town has one, or find a farmer that's growing organically.
What's the best salt to get iodine if you can't afford this?
Himalayan crystal salt. Himalayan crystal salt is what I use. It has 84 minerals and nutrients in it. And
so the poor man's Beyond Tangy Tangerine is Himalayan salt.
Yes, yes. The poor man's tangy tangerine is Himalayan. I'll tell you another really, really good nutrient source that I use, and this is all that I
do. We're just trying to help people that can't.
Yeah, no, exactly. You can get this for $4 and pretty much get all the nutrients you need is organic, raw organic apple cider vinegar. Go to the store.
Oh, yeah, you got me on that, and that's what I've been forgetting to take. I need to take it.
Put a tablespoon or a teaspoon, however much you can handle, in some distilled water.
That's the best probiotic.
Water, and you're going to get all kinds of nutrients, minerals, probiotics in there, enzymes in there. Another a big problem is we don't secrete enough enzymes in our body to help us digest foods. So
chew your food well.
Chew your food well. That's really important, which I tell people all the time. Chew their food until it's a liquid before they swallow it.
But my dad always said that. Chew your food.
Right, exactly.
I still don't. I eat like a wolf.
Well, usually people in the military wolf their food down because you only have a certain amount of time to eat.
Well, I never
changed my eating habits when I was in the military because they were like, you have 10 minutes to eat this. And we would be like.
Well, I was about to say, I used to be pretty well behaved. My mom was always about be a gentleman, have good manners. I could go, you know, eat at the rich people's houses. They'd all be impressed. Now I eat like a barbarian. I'm trying to train myself again because I got kids. So they're not like little pigs, you know, like the pig family. I mean, that cute way. But yeah, having to eat like during a couple 3-minute breaks that's what really screwed my gut up too, because I wasn't digesting.
Well, I did a report on how people eat nowadays and found out that the majority of people eat in the sympathetic state. And you have a parasympathetic nervous system and a sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic is your fight or flight response. When you're in the sympathetic state, and that means eating while you're driving, eating while you're talking on the phone, eating while you're watching TV, eating while you're on the computer at work, I have a whole list of all.
Well, that's why the Bible, it says, I forget the passages, you're supposed to sit down, pray, be calm, exactly. And take a long time to eat as a family.
And so what happens is your digestion comes to a halt when you're in the sympathetic state. When you're eating sympathetic.
And the way we used to eat dinner, it was almost like meditation. It was a big ritual.
Right.
That ritual's gone. They've destroyed it. Said you're in front of the television. Oh, my gosh. It's such a conspiracy. We'll be right back. And I'm not going to belabor this anymore, but Secret 12 really is. Do you believe from your research putting this out, this is the best vitamin B12 supplement out there?
No doubt. I don't put out anything that's not the best, and that's just the way we are.
What should the headline on this interview be then when we put it on YouTube? You know, you will die without B12?
Well, that's true. You will. I mean, I don't know. Whatever the best headline would be, something about
not knowing this.
Everybody
could
needs B12, whether you think so or your doctor doesn't even know you need B12. But
how about the B12 conspiracy?
The B12 conspiracy. There's definitely a lot that goes on. As a matter of fact, the supplier of potatoes that supplies McDonald's for their French fries. The USDA and the FDA just approved the new GMO potato for the supplier. So pretty soon, all of the McDonald's French fries are going to be with the new.
And by the way, they had top scientists come out and say that potato's dangerous.
That potato is seriously dangerous. And they also just approved a form of alfalfa, too, a GMO form of alfalfa. So, you know, but the good thing is at least people are stepping up. I mean, right now, again, Monsanto, they wrote an article about me the other day about how much I was a quack. And the Oregon vote that's going on right now.
Monsanto wrote an article about you?
Yeah, they did on one of their farm blogs. Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah, well, that's like Satan, you know, saying that the Apostle Paul was a bad guy. I mean, Monsanto's got about the lowest rating out there.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I mean, you are a
kook. Monsanto's like the devil. I mean, dating back to Agent Orange and now that, you know, all the pesticides.
Dioxins
that are killing the soil. It really all goes back to the soil. Somebody asked me, well, how come there's some areas like the Hunza people and some people that live in the mountains that aren't deficient of everything and they're still exposed to toxic air and water? I said, because everything comes back to the soil. What they do is they take care of their soil. They use their own urine to fertilize the soil. There's some cultures in Siberia that soak the seeds in their mouth and the seeds literally read what their body is deficient of and they plant them. That's verified. It's in Siberia. These cultures, they're really tight-knit. They use all their feces. Everything goes back into the soil to build the soil. And this, as long as the soil is healthy and the soil is mineralized, the plants will grow what you need to survive. See, that's the problem. We've gone from community growing and everybody working together and using the recycling everything, whether it's your urine or your feces or whatever, recycling it into the soil to spraying chemicals. The agricultural society is just as bad as the pharmaceutical. It's done by design. The pharmaceutical companies are designed to poison you with pharmaceutical drugs. The agricultural society is designed to poison the earth with chemicals and drugs.
And they know what they're doing is killing the soil.
They know, because if you kill the worms, you kill the probiotics in the soil. That's what recycles and aerates the soil and keeps all the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients. You know,
have you seen Interstellar?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, that's basically what happens is a blight, fungus gets in the atmosphere and takes all the oxygen out of the earth. And I see that as, that's basically what they're trying to do. These people are out of control.
I mean, the millions and millions and millions of forests that have been cut down, that's exactly what's happening. We've gone from 30% oxygen in the air down to about...
And now they want to cut carbon dioxide, the plants breathe. Secret 12, folks. Find out more. InfoWars Live. Great job, group.